morning or evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the show. We got a conclusion to Keith Conan Richter. He is the former national president of the Pagans Motorcycle Club. He received his sentence, and boy, was the DOJ all over that one and announcing what happened. Before we begin, don't forget at Official Insane Throttle, you can click it right in the description box, or you can click it in the pinned comment below. Also, New York and Albany, yes, it seems like there was a shootout between two clubs, and that is coming up now. That's right. Don't forget to visit our website, InsaneThrottleTV.com, where Roku and our Amazon TV will be launching at the end of the month. Good stuff. You'll be able to see the morning hoot over there, and you'll see just how crazy things really do get between China Doll and myself on that show. But let's get into our game. Here we go. 200 bikes to be donated in honor of fallen Auburn police officer.
The Gunners Law Enforcement Club are using donations to build. I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of.
She cute, audio ain't problems. She?
But they're using this money to build custom-made bicycles for over 200 children, and they're hoping that this fundraiser will start a tradition in memory of Officer William Buechner.
He is hot.
This was the first bike made in the William Buechner project, and it was gifted to Henry Buechner, Buechner's three-year-old son, from the Gunners Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club.
It really all started from a birthday present from the Gunners Motorcycle Club to Henry when he turned three.
And now they are raising money to donate custom-made bikes to over 200 children in honor of the ultimate sacrifice Buechner faced in the line of duty.
May 19, 2019, he was shot at a domestic call that he was on call to.
The bikes will go to the Esperanza House for Hispanic and Latino children, the Sheriff Girls Ranch, and the Big House for foster kids. Ruben Garza with the Gunners Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club says the group has gained national support.
From Texas, from Missouri, we actually have, of course, a lot from Florida as well.
Officer Buechner's widow, Sarah, is thankful for the project. She believes the group is helping to build a legacy.
There you go. 200 bikes are being donated in honor of a fallen Auburn police officer through the Gunners Motorcycle Club. Sad state of affairs when somebody dies, man. I might have my feelings on law enforcement. I never like seeing anybody getting hurt, though. Big story out of Albany, New York. Biker gangs. Focus of fatal shooting at illegal Albany club. A feud between rival biker gang associates apparently triggered a brazen shootout at an underground private lounge in Albany over the weekend that left a 29-year-old military veteran dead and six others wounded. Our thoughts go out to the family, man. 29 years old, Jesus. The shooting incident that rocked the neighborhood Saturday night, two blocks, and this was this past weekend, the same time of the Florida shooting in Florida, north of Central Ave on the edge of West Hill, underscored what some law enforcement fear could be increasing tension between a proliferation of biker gangs that have recently formed in the region and others that have made a resurgence. Always front and center they are, man. Always busybodies. Court records and interviews with law enforcement officials indicate the shooting before or began after a fight outside the lounge on the corner of Elk Street and North Lake. The lounge, which city officials said was operating without a permit, is apparently a hangout for members of the Suicide Squad, a local biker club. Police executed a search warrant at the club, noted in arrest reports that the location is a Suicide Squad clubhouse. One thing clubs always have to wonder about and worry about is that zoning stuff, man. That's how these cities do it to people. They zone everybody out. Law enforcement said their investigation is focusing on whether individuals with ties to the Pagans Motorcycle Club allegedly went to the location because an earlier incident in which they believe someone associated with another gang had insulted them by screeching a tire in their direction. Hopefully that ain't the case. There's also was information that the club's patrons had organized a social event that same evening. The shootout involved at least three firearms, a 9mm handgun with a round still in the chamber, and homemade 9mm ghost gun, neither with serial numbers, were seized by police after they obtained a search warrant and found the illegal weapons tucked under a mattress inside the back of the club. One thing we got to remember is when this kind of stuff happens, because they're already calling it a mass shooting, is other people besides bikers suffer, and that is legitimate Second Amendment supporters. They are now going to use this probably to pass some stupid ass gun law again. Remember, it affects everybody when there's pistols involved. 10 people ranging in age from 29 to 54 who were inside the club all were arrested on felony weapons charges based on the two handguns that were seized. Seven of those arrested listed addresses in Troy, three others arrested in Albany, and it goes on for there. Police recovered nearly 70 shell casings that were scattered around the intersection and lounge in patterns that suggested guns were being fired from behind cars and through windows of the lounge. Oh my God, it was a shootout like something. Oh my goodness. Wow. There were also shell casings recovered inside the lounge. Police officers recovered casings from a .380, but it's unclear if that weapon was recovered by police. There was a new a nearby school. There was rounds fired from the walls of buildings, including school. Yeah, this one's going to go over good over there, man, with the school. That out of Albany, New York. Now, Conan, everybody knows this story of what happened with former national president Conan Richter. He has now been sentenced to 33 months for that gun charge. U.S. District Court Judge Kevin McNulty sentenced Keith Richter, 62, in federal court via video conference after he pleaded guilty in July to being a felon in possession of a firearm after authorities discovered a loaded gun in a vehicle he was in during a traffic stop in Mercer County. Richter and prosecutors agreed on the sentence as part of the plea deal. Over the last year, federal authorities have been aggressive. They haven't let anybody breathe in investigating the Pagans as they rapidly expanded in New Jersey under his leadership. The charge, if you guys don't know, came about after authorities were tipped off by someone. Yeah, they were tipped off that Richter was in possession of a loaded Ruger P-345 45 cal handgun during a party for a club in Lancaster. And that's when they started pulling him over when he got back that way. So 33 months, and this is what the DOJ is saying. Always have to get in their word, don't they? According to the documents filed in the case and statements made in court, Richter is the national president of the Pagans Motorcycle Club, an outlaw motorcycle gang known by law enforcement to engage in illegal activity, including narcotics trafficking, weapons trafficking, which is a good story on the Wall of Shame coming up next, and violent crime. It gave the breakdown of what it is. Then it credited special agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, as well as Jeffrey L. Matthews, who is a special agent of the DEA. And you can see all this again. We always have the links to our articles that we cover in the description box of all our platforms. Now, former Somerville PD officer, this is the Wall of Shame, arrested for stealing guns from an evidence room. Yes, stealing guns from an evidence room. Wade Franklin Rollins, 46, was accused of stealing at least four firearms, then selling them to a local pawn shop while he worked at the Somerville Police Department. My question is now, are you concerned about law enforcement doing weapons trafficking? You just said that during Richter's deal. State law enforcement division arrested Rollins following an investigation requested by the Somerville Police. He was charged with grand larceny and misconduct in office and was booked at Dorchester County Detention Center. And, of course, they had no comment on this story. Very interesting business, isn't it? The article right before, they were talking about how the pagans were nothing but gun runners. But, Hollywood gotcha. The next story, here is one of your own officers doing it. I always said, for everything you throw at MCs, I can find something that you guys do the exact same thing. So stop throwing those rocks at that glass house, man. Stop doing it. We'll catch you up. Also, I've been researching, and I know Black Dragon has. There's some crazy stuff going on in Ozzy right now, man. Oh, I can't wait to cover that stuff. But I want to learn about everything, the background, the whole nine yards. It's some crazy laws happening, man. Craziness! What is with Australia, man? They got them lockdown things going on. People are getting all nuts and stuff. It's like, man, they want to take a page out of Mao or something about how they want to treat their citizens. And my goodness gracious, crazy business, man. Crazy business. But, you know, that thing in Albany, my opinion on that is anytime something like that happens, it don't only affect the biker community, but it really affects us legal gun owners. Because every time something like that comes out, it hits with a new stupid law. It's not like they can, you know, say, oh, well, you know, let's be smart. Let's just enforce the laws we got on the books. No, this happened, so we got to try to find a way to, you know, not let it happen again. That's always the first reaction in these type of things. And I know the Supreme Court is supposed to be having a case come up, so we're going to be watching that one real close. That's the kind of stuff we talk about on the Morning Hoot, something we don't talk on, you know, the morning show right here on YouTube, Facebook, wherever we have this thing. Don't forget, hit that official Insane Throttle on Instagram. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I try to go live Thursdays. We'll see how that works out. I'm still trying to learn, okay, guys, with this Instagram stuff. You know, call me freaking old because it's a lot different than it is on, say, Facebook. It's basically all you do is use your phone. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Download our Insane Throttle radio app on Google Play. Listen to 24/7 rock and roll, baby. I'm Adi.